Anyone listening dealing with chore drama at home, like what is the, and this is not new, but it's probably been exacerbated by the quarantine situation.
Yeah.
The ongoing chore dispute in your house. 79 Coast, 792-6278. We never get calls these days. It'd be great to,
hello?
to hear somebody's voice. There's a study that says men are doing more chores now with the stay-at-home stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Men are doing more chores, but still not as many chores as moms.
Jay does a lot of chores. Jay pitches in when he's home. Thank God, because I would freak out. That's probably why he does it. You know what drives me crazy about Riley and her chores?
Your teenager?
Yeah. So when she folds the laundry.
Oh, boy.
She doesn't separate them into whose laundry it is.
Why?
Because she is trying to break me.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. So you just folded it. So wait.
Thank you. And so every time.
Should she put all shirts in one pile?
No, no, no. She just puts like me, Jay, me, Jay, me, Jay, me, Jay, or Jay, 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 me, Jay. So then instead of me just taking it out of the basket.
Oh, so she separates her own clothes.
Right. Her laundry is she has to fold and then she has to put her own stuff away, Wyatt's stuff away. And every time I'm like, Riley, you need to separate the piles from dad's and mine. And I know what she's trying to get me to do. If you're not going to do it right, I'm just going to do it. It's not happening.
Yeah.
That drives me crazy.
That does work a lot.
It does.
Because when I would mow the lawn, I remember when I was a kid and my dad would be like, no, 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 do it like this.
Yes.
And then he'd go and start mowing and I'd be like, okay, I'm going inside. And he'd be like, no, you do it. And I was like, okay, well, you keep taking the lawnmower away and you doing it. And then I realized that I could use that.
100%.
And if I do it wrong, then he'll just go do it himself.
Oh, I never did outside work just for those purposes.
Right.
Yeah.
Chelsea, hi, good morning.
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 What's the ongoing chore argument in your house?
The dishes.
What about them specifically? Do they get left in the sink or what?
They're always in the sink, and there's plenty of time now. And so I end up just doing them because I'm like, well, I guess I've done all the other housework. I may as well do them, but it's not my job.
Do you believe that what the study says that men, it says dads are doing more housework during quarantine, but still not as much as moms. Do you find people are pitching in more or no?
I mean, my husband is generally pretty helpful. Go ahead, Rosie. she has to go potty.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Good luck.
He's really helpful with everything, but like the dishes just never get done.
The dishes, yeah. Do you have a dishwasher?
We do. So I fill it.
So you literally
we're talking to her. That's we do.
Stuff. That's it. The pots and pans. That's it. That's all I want you to do.
Right.
Yeah. Well, if I were him, what I would do is I would do the pots and pans, but accidentally leave a little food on one of the pans or something.
Yeah.
Then it's like, you're not good enough at this. I'll do it.
He might be doing that because we just got new pots and pans. And so I'm like really excited. I don't want to keep them clean. I'm like, make sure you're doing the edges. And he's like, oh, I didn't know I had to do that.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, he's playing. Yeah, he's playing dumb.
Well, I didn't know how to clean the whole thing.
Right.
Just a little section where I put the food on it.
I didn't use the outside.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling, Chelsea.
Bye.
It seems like dishes are the number one source of chore arguments.
You know why? Because they're always dishes.
That's
true. You can never catch up. It's like that in laundry.
Yeah. Well, right. And dishes are unpleasant. Like the washing the dishes is no one really likes that. I mean, maybe some people do. Oh, dear. Felicia says the argument at our house is over who cleans the cat litter boxes. We have 6 of them.
I can't even.
Although that's going to be Todd.
That's going to be Todd.
You know it.
Who's cleaning the cat box?
Right? No, I mean the 6 cats.
Yeah.
Okay, here's something I don't. Now, tell me this as a parent, because I'm saying this as a privileged, single, no child person. Okay?
Okay.
As a parent.
Yes.
Kelly. Because Aaron posted on our Facebook page, the argument over chores in my house is that I do all of them because the kids are lazy.
Mm-mm.
If you're the parent, do you have a right to complain about that?
What? Yes.
But Whose
fault
is it?
The reason why I had kids is so they would do the chores.
But they do. But I'm saying if the kids aren't doing the chores because they're lazy, isn't it your job to make them do the chores?
Oh, yes. Like if Riley doesn't do her chores, she loses her phone.
Like there are consequences.
100%.
Or you can motivate them. You know, they always say positive reinforcement is better.
We don't do any positive reinforcement in our house.
Oh, I know.
No. Wyatt's even starting to get into chores. And now he knows like he has to do feed the dog.
Right.
If he doesn't feed the dog, well, then you're going to lose some screen time. Like, everybody contributes.
Right.
That's right.
What did we do before there was screen time? Like, what was the...
Go to your room.
I know, but I liked going to my room.
I liked going to my room, too. Or, no, you can't have a sleepover. No, you can't go outside.
Oh, right.
When I grew up...
Isn't that funny? So here's the difference between generations. It used to be... If you don't do your chores, then you're not allowed to go outside and play.
Right.
Now it's, if you don't do your chores, you're not allowed to stay inside.
Right.
And you're going to have to go outside.
And that would be the punishment.
And play.
Yes.
Think about that.
Yeah.
I've never really thought about that. What we have hold over the kids is if you don't do your chores, you can't stay inside.
100%.
But it used to be the opposite.
That's all I did as a kid.
It used to be... Go to your room. That's a punishment. But now it's, you're not going to be allowed to go to your room and get on the screen.
Right.
It's totally the opposite. Now you're going to have to go outside and play something.
I wish my kids were like that. I was the kid you come in when the streetlights are on.
Right.
That was me. We went outside all day, rode our bikes, played baseball, made up games.
Right. And then if you didn't do your chores, you weren't allowed to go do that.
Right.
You'd have to just sit inside.
Devastating.
And now it's the opposite. It's no, you have to go see people.
Yeah.
Ugh. Or you have to go outside and play.
Right. Ugh.
All you get to do is go down that slide 10 times. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Don't make me send you to the slide.
Right.
Clean up that cat litter. Nah. We've got 6 of these things.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, Felicia, sorry, I may not be coming over anytime soon.